Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
Coming at you live from the heart of Lincoln, America, this is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your superpower.
Nebraska Football Hall of Famer Jay Foreman.
Rifles a pass. It was tipped. It's picked off by Foreman. He's at the 15, 10, 5. He'll score!
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
Welcome to Omaha. Final show of the day, and there's lots to talk about on things that are going on here. Of course, we're here live at the Blur Events, and I want to thank the folks from the Blur Events for, one, putting on such a great show, great event, great crowd, great draw, great food, great drink, and great location. We've been here since 10 o'clock today. We'll be back on Monday through Wednesday. We'll be here from 10 to 6 on all of those days. So if you're looking for a place to come, hang out, be near the stadium, if you're coming to the game, or if you just want to be around the stadium and in the vibe, you can come through and join us. We're at the corner of 12th and Cass. Can't miss the big white tent with Blur Parties on a banner sitting right outside. So you can come on. Yeah, absolutely, my dear. The fine folks from Rainstorm, yep, bringing by some citrus zest for us. So great.
It's up Stricky's Alley.
Yeah, right in the window. 12th annual tailgate for Blur, all-inclusive bar and buffet. 18 TVs showing the baseball games, so you don't miss anything. As a matter of fact, they jump pretty quickly from golf and the Open to the College World Series and back and forth. So you don't have to miss a thing. Multiple seating options, including the ever-popular hammock to our left down here, which has been occupied all day.
It's in a nice spot because it's shady. It's not shady right now, but it was shady before. It will be shady again. You have the mist fans blowing right on top of you. I know you have your handheld one.
Yep.
But for those that didn't stick theirs in, hammock.
Yeah, the hammock is over. All the games are over to the left. The Carolina-Virginia game that just ended, Carolina winning it in a walk-off fashion. A lot of those folks are going to find their way over to the building. Predictably so, the Virginia folks made it over here first.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not surprised by that, but it's such a great location. And Austin, it's interesting things, right, that watching the sport, the business behind college baseball, and we've had several conversations this week about the old Rosenblatt and the mm-hmm. old way it used to go. And we used to could walk up and you know, $10 berm seats, and we could used to do the glory days, walk up day up. And we've been begging people to get on board with the idea that money rules. And it's not our preference.
Correct.
But the people who are in the business have chosen to represent this way. And listen, when you have, I'm not sure you've walked over there yet to seeing the great big fest. But it's commerce in full.
My plan, Tuesday. Because I know I'm running the board on Wednesday. Get all in my system on Tuesday.
Yeah.
Right, build up. Then go walk around and see it. Hopefully by that time, maybe the prices have gone down 10%. You never know. But
I'm not counting on that.
I'm just trying to talk myself into something.
I'm just going to say it. Yeah.
Walking it last year, though, yeah, I mean, it's a whole block. a vending going on right there outside the College World Series, which isn't good or bad necessarily. Rhyming money is neither good nor evil. It's a tool. How you use it says a lot about who you are, how you view it.
This is it, though, right? Because most of the people listening and most of the people who are in the stadium and most of the people who buy tickets aren't of the school that money first.
Correct.
They're not. They're fans and their community. So, like, in a likely sense, they want it to represent them, whether it's working class, business class, whatever that is. But we know that in the business sense, people respond and react accordingly. So before we get into this full conversation, we'll take you up to 5:40 on the brick and mortar, and then we'll jump over and finish the 6 o'clock hour from 5:40 to 6 o'clock over on all the streams. Again, you can follow Facebook, YouTube, X, Allo Channel 961 through 5:40, and then jump over to the app and YouTube. But otherwise, Austin, let them know, please, about our friends at the Mercado.
Gladly. I'm going to start with the Omaha location first, since we're up there today and then most of next week as well. 168th and Maple, certified Piedmontese is the Mercado. Every type of meat and every type of cut. If you're visiting us up here at Blur, make sure you stop by that location on your way back out of town. If you're sticking in Lincoln, though, two locations there as well, 84th and Havelock and 30th and Yankee Hill.
Lots to offer and lots to talk about. And the beauty of it all, Austin Orman, is that we get the courtesy and pleasure of watching these events up close. Yes. And I don't want to take it for granted. The amount of work that Blur has put into the layout, the partnerships that they have. Again, the folks from Rainstorm just came in, dropped off. You have different sponsors. The folks from Rollins is over there. Louisville Slugger is over there. Different alumni groups have found their way in and out of the building. So there's a lot of that going on. And then, of course, now folks post-game. And so folks from the first game of the day crossing paths with the folks from the second game of the day. And it will be interesting. Just going to say, here are some packages that you can enjoy yourself. That through the weekend, $70 lunch and dinner buffet, soda, water, and cash bar. $109 gets you lunch and dinner buffet, soda, water, beer, wine, and cash bar. $129 gets you all of that. All of that.
And mixed drinks.
All of it.
Everything in here.
All of it.
Yours.
So there's many reasons for you to come and be a part of what we're doing. Austin, we were talking in the crossover about the businesses that is. And couple of things. I know that people are conditioned by information that is said in frequency in public. But that doesn't, if you haven't learned anything in the past 5 years, I hope you've learned that what you're being fed often isn't the truth by people in those spaces. Everything was fine in the football program for 5 years, even if you didn't win. It was just bad luck, bad timing. Give it more time. There's nothing to see here. Don't look behind the curtain. Don't look at the numbers. Don't pay any attention to the budget. Don't pay any attention to the check, the size of the checks that are being written or the frequency. Don't pay attention to everything's fine. Nothing to see here. And so as we're talking about the numbers that are in play and that, here's what we know as a fact because it was announced today. Nebraska is raising its tuition. Is that a statement of fact?
Yep.
And in that statement, they mentioned shortfall.
Yep.
Cash shortfall. Mm-hmm. That's the reason why they're raising tuition. Now, if you tell me that because Nebraska athletics is a separate ledger, I will tell you, no, it isn't. No. No, that is a wonderful thing to think. But the reality is, the athletic program had to raise four. It wasn't the University of Nebraska. This was the athletic department that raised $450 mm-hmm. and $150 and paid off existing financial responsibilities to the program. And those ledgers are online. You can see them if you want. Now, yeah, you can believe what you're told, and I'm not asking you to believe me. I'm asking you to go look.
Right.
But this is the situation that's in. With the NCAA and the court systems and other schools, if you tell me that they're going to come to an agreement, every Power 5 school is going to come to an agreement on how much they're going to spend on student-athletes. In every sport, they're going to spend the same amount of money. In every sport. I'm going to take you to the North Pole to meet Santa Claus. Because there's no chance, zero chance, that Michigan, Ohio State, USC, Oregon will spend the same amount of money as Northwestern, Illinois, Maryland, etc.
What we will be told is that every school has its $22 million budget, right? That seems to be the generally agreed upon figure. $22 million per year going to student-athletes across programs, right? Not 22 for football. It's 22 for every varsity sport that a school offers. That's what we're going to be told. Now, I'm sure there'll be some schools that, you know, Pittsburgh Pirates it and try to hit the salary floor, right? Spend the bare minimum.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
That's their choice. Probably won't attract as many high-level athletes as they might like doing that strategy. But you know that the majority of teams are at least going to hit $22 million, right? And some people might be saying, well, it's a cap. Why do you say at least? Because there will be so many schools. I'm going to say 90% of schools will not stop at the $22 million. That's their obligation. That's what they have to tell you is on the books. That's what you have to track. There will be 90-95% of programs that will go above and beyond that, do deals behind the scenes, off of paper, handshakes, wink, wink, nudge, nudge, to make sure they stay in the position they're currently at or to try to improve their position. Most schools aren't going to stop at 22. You'll just know about 22.
Michigan,
and then we'll have the same behind the scenes that we already have today.
Michigan and Ohio State have already told you that they're above that right now. And it will take an army of financial, of accountants, lawyers, and compliance officers to get them under that number just for football.
Yeah.
We know that Michigan, Indiana are spending at least five times the money that Nebraska was spending for basketball. We know, okay. Mm-hmm. I want people to understand that there's an opportunity, if transparency ever can happen, that Nebraska can utilize its resources and become the program that fans want it to become. Mm-hmm. Just simply, if we know what's going on, we can be supportive of it in full. They will say that the phrase that's been used is that the boosters have, you know, donation fatigue. Why?
I think there's a lot of potential reasons they could go into it, but what I would hope is that they're tired of seeing their money not used the way they thought it was going to be or for the right reasons, as they see it. But where the boosters have gone wrong is, for being such savvy business people, I think like they've missed the mark quite a bit on this across college sports, is they continue to sink money into it without seeing enough of the benefit that, at least as fans ostensibly think that they want. Maybe they're happy with their name on a building, their name on a sponsorship, and they're good. In that case, you need new boosters that actually want to see the program win, or the ones that are complaining about it. The easiest way to stop feeling like people are wasting your money is to not give them your money. Say, hey, unless you start using it for X, Y, and Z instead of A, B, and C, you're just not getting our money. But there are so few boosters that I think are willing to take that marketing hit by not being a booster instead of pulling their money and saying, you're not getting it back until you earn it.
Yeah, it becomes a thing that the fatigue comes from, and that's why the phrase comes from, throwing money at it.
Yeah.
It allows distance for you just to say, well, I'm doing my part, here's a check, rather than putting investment work into it.
Well, it's throwing money instead of investing.
Right.
There's a distinct difference.
Right, and understanding the difference.
Yeah.
Making a deposit versus investing requires some different work. So there's opportunities there and things in play. And as people talk about it, I mean, again, there's a lot of movement. I had a great conversation with an attorney, a sports attorney, David Dirks Jr. last night.
Yep.
D.C. attorney is featuring and focusing on NIL and all the misgivings and misguidings, the things that people need to be made aware of, what parents need to know, what coaches need to know, what the boosters and administrators, what the fans need to know to go through to understand what the limitations are. Yeah, you're good. If you want to, you're good, bro. What's really going on? So that, because it will be, my thought is that Husker fans want to get it right. But here's the issue. I'm still not sure we've determined what getting it right is.
Well, I'm sure there's always going to be competing factions that think getting it right looks different ways.
What's getting it right to you?
Getting it right to me is put some wins on the board, dang it. But I also know I don't have the financial sway to make that happen. Getting it right for the big money boosters is, hey, make sure it's centered properly. Hey, make sure it's the right font, more so than anything else. It's the way business has always been done, instead of taking a step back and saying, hey, maybe do we need to change this up so that not only we can be happy, but Husker fans can be happy and see more results out of it. That's the kind of big picture thinking. I don't know if it's, well, I have my own guesses that it's, you know, in some cases selfish. In some cases, maybe it's just ignorant. Maybe in some cases, it's just business as it's always been done. But there's a lot of pull going a lot of different directions. And no, it's going to take more than one person, but even the institution itself, I think, is pulled and split in different ways, which makes it harder for one person, a la Troy Dannon or Rodney Bennett or president incoming, whoever, to pull everyone together in the same direction and say, we're close, we just got to tie this together, instead of having to go to all the different, you know, corners of different thought processes in Husker Nation and then try to tie them all together from the outside.
Austin, I'm going to ask you to be the representative of Husker Nation.
Okay.
I need for you to be in the room at the table, and I need for you to figure out what it would take for Nebraska to be here playing in the College World Series next year without having to buy a ticket. What's priority one for you? And text line, feel free to let us know what you think needs to be done, what needs to be added, what needs to be changed, what needs to be included, what needs to be removed. But what would it take for Nebraska to play in this College World Series next year? Austin, what's first at the table led by you?
I can't get out of my head the images of Florida's lineup. Athletes, dudes, we've had plenty of questions about the coaching staff on this station. I know I have, like, are they doing enough, their best? Are they cut out for the job? I think good talent makes, or, you know, really good talent makes good coaches look really good. I think at the end of the day, when it came down to the Stillwater Regional, Nebraska didn't have enough dudes. Like, capital D, dudes, to get it through a regional. So, facilities, really good for the conference you're playing in. Despite not having a lot of capital D dudes, you were still in the conversation for hosting a regional, which is the first step in a lot of cases to getting here. So I think first and foremost, it's talent has to be improved. That's what I would put the money toward.
From the text line, Grizzly Bear says they need a whole bullpen. Big Bird, they need a bullpen. Dalton says money. This is a money situation. If Austin, if you're at the table and you can, with a 30-second dissertation, determine what the right amount of money is for Nebraska to be here next year, what does that number look like and why?
There was a tweet. I have to see if I can find it because I don't have the exact numbers in front of me right now. But looking at Nebraska baseball's spending in the Big Ten for baseball, It's up there. In the Big Ten, Nebraska spends, you know, at or near the top pretty much every year. Okay, I think this is the tweet here. Yeah. Okay. So this was among teams that made the NCAA tournament in baseball.
Okay.
Nebraska is in the bottom quartile of spending when it comes
Say
to
it
tournament
again.
Teams.
Say
bottom
it again.
Quartile. Nebraska spent $3.47 million per year in 2023.
And that's in total on the baseball program.
On the baseball program.
That is not NIL. That is an accumulation.
For reference, Florida, $6.91 million.
Right. So
Texas Tech, over $10 million. Vandy, $9 million. LSU, $8 million. Ole Miss, $8 million. Arkansas, $8.5 million. You look down at Indiana in the Big Ten. 2.8. So you're in the same ballpark as that.
Same ballpark as Indiana.
You went 1-2. Right. Both of you did. Wichita State spent essentially the same amount of money as you. Missouri was under 500, spent the same amount on baseball as you, and they played in a much tougher conference than you did. So it's a money problem. Not that I don't think that – I mean, yes, you could always use more money, but I would rather see Nebraska use its resources better than continually ask for more.
Well, right, because if you haven't handled what you've been given –
how can you be expected to
the faucet
more?
Gets turned off. Like, yeah. We fully understand that the faucet gets turned off. All right, let's take the first break here, and we'll come back. We'll pick up here because those numbers, that chart that you just had, speaks volumes. We'll get to the top quarter of that and the numbers that are in that space because that is the standard of people who are playing here. Mm-hmm. And we'll find the eight teams who are playing here and how much they spent on baseball. And so we can set that number. Austin Orman, DP. Old School, live from Blur Events, College World Series, Omaha, Nebraska.
If you and your team want to cut down on busy work and get more choice and control over accounts payable, you need Bill. Bill Accounts Payable is your secret weapon for saving time on AP. And with a special offer at bill.com/podcast, you'll save money too. With Bill, streamline your entire AP process, including bill creation, approvals, and payments. You can pay with ACH, credit card, check, and international wire transfer. Plus, you can easily integrate with most accounting software. No wonder hundreds of thousands of businesses are already using Bill to manage their AP. Schedule a free demo now to see how Bill can automate your financial operations. And right now, get 15% off when you subscribe to Bill Accounts Payable. There's never been a better time to sign up. This special offer is available for a limited time only at bill.com/podcast. Terms apply. See bill.com/podcast for details.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.